Somebody has a kiro stove that has a dachin protruding from it. A dachin is a shelf that's made out of chairs that protrudes from the kiro. This dachin has a base kibo that has a receptacle in which to put the pot and that receptacle after they are taken from the oven. Tahar mishum kiro utame mishum kli kibo. This dachin is not considered part of the kiro, so therefore when the kiro becomes tame, the dachin remains tahar. But it would become tame itself, just like any other kli chair that has a kli kibo that has a receptacle. So therefore, if a tumah goes in the aver, the inside of this dachin, it would become tame in itself. But that's only if the kira is not attached to the ground. If the kira is attached to the ground, then the receptacle, the dochen, would not become tummy. And the kli chayes that's attached to the ground does not become tummy. Only the kira itself, even though it's attached to the ground, becomes tummy, even though the kira is made out of chayes. This is exeris akasov. But the dochen, which is not part of the kira, if the kira is attached to the ground, would not become tummy. Hatzadim shalom, hanogea behem, eno tummy, mishum kira. Just like the duchen itself does not become tummy if the kira becomes tummy, so too the tzadim of the duchen, the sidewall of the duchen, is not considered part of the kira. So therefore, if the kira becomes tummy, and something that's tar comes into contact with the sidewalls of the duchen, it would not become tummy from the kira. Harachav shalo, Rabbi Meir mitai, or Rabbi Yehuda mitai. The back wall of the duchen, though, that also serves as part of the wall of the kira, as it serves as the back wall of the duchen, but also it extends out as part of the kira. Rabbi Meir holds that it's tar, even when the kira becomes tameh, the back wall of the duchen, even though it also serves as the wall of the kira, remains tar, it's considered part of the duchen, not part of the kira, so therefore, just like the duchen is tar, that back wall is tar. Rabbi Huda is mitame, the back wall of the duchen, since it also serves as the wall of the kira, even the part of that wall that connected the duchen becomes tameh. This machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda would apply also to such a case that somebody turned over a wooden basket and built on the bottom of the basket a kira. But the kira doesn't take up the entire surface of the bottom of the basket. Part of the basket protrudes out from the kira. The part of the basket that protrudes out from the kira is used as a duchen, put the pots on the basket after they're taken out from the oven. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda would argue in this case also as to the wall of the kira that faces the duchen, whether it has the same din as the kira and it's makabel tumah together with the kira, or whether it has the din of a duchen, and even when the kira becomes tameh, the wall that faces the duchen would not become tameh. Rabbi Meir would hold that even when the kira becomes tameh, the wall that faces the duchen is not considered part of the kira, it's considered part of the duchen, so therefore it would remain tar. While Rabbi Yehuda would disagree, he would say that when the kira becomes tameh, the entire kira becomes tameh, even the wall that faces the duchen. A kira is a stove on which is rinsed with two pots on top of it. And it became tummy. And then it's split from top to bottom lengthwise right down the middle. It's tahir, it's no longer tummy. As it's impossible to put pots on top of it anymore, so therefore it's no longer fit to be used as a kira. But if it's split l'rachba to its width from top to bottom, meaning right between the area in which the pots are put, it's tameh, it's still tameh, it has not become tar, it's still fit to be used as a kira, you still can put a pot on both halves. Kufach shenechlach, ben l'orcho, ben l'rachbo tar, but a kufach, which is similar to a kira, but narrower, is only ready to put one pot on top of it, so therefore if it's split from top to bottom, whether it's split l'orcho or l'rachbo, it's tar, it's no longer fit to be used as a kufach, and it's no longer possible to put a pot on top of it, since in the first place, there was only makan to put one pot on top of it. Chaser akira, literally a courtyard to akira, meaning to say the way the Uman sometimes made the kira was that he made a base for the kira, he attached it to what looked like a big pan. That this pan extended out all the way around from the kira, looked like a courtyard to the kira, since it extended out. It was called a chaser akira, and it was used sometimes to put a pot on the chaser akira to keep it warm, as the chaser akira became very hot when the kira was heated up. This chaser akira was also made out of cheres, just like the kira itself. Bismarchi kaboa shalosh etzbos matama b'maga uva aver. If the chazar kira had a rim around it that was at least three etzbos high, three finger widths high, in such a case it's considered part of the kira, and it would be matami the kira if it became tame b'maga, that a tuma touched it from the inside, or if it became tame me'avira, that a tuma was put in the interior of the chazar kira, even if it didn't come into contact with the actual chater of kira, it would become tummy, since it's made out of cheret at the din of a kli cheret. And in such a case, if the chater of kira became tummy, the kira also would become tummy, since it's considered part of the kira. And so too, if the kira became tummy, b'maka uva'aver, the chater of kira also would become tummy. P'chusa mikan metama b'maka ve'ena metama b'av. But if the chater of kira had a rim that was less than 3 exposed hot, in such a case, it's not considered a part of the kira. It's only considered a yad to the kira, like a handle to the kira. So the din is that if the chater of kira became tame b'maga, that a tuma touched it from the inside, then it would be metame the kira. But it would not be metame the kira if it became tame ba'avir, that a tuma was put into the interior of the chater of kira, but did not come into contact with the chater of kira itself. In such a case, it would not be metame the kira, only the chater of kira itself would become tummy. And so too, vice versa, if the kira would become tummy b'maga, the chatar kira would be tummy. But if the kira became tummy b'aver, it would not be metame the chatar kira. That is the din of a yad. As a yad is only metame the actual kli, if it became tummy b'maga, and so too, only if the kli became tummy b'maga, would it be metame the yad. As a yad is only considered part of the kli mid-rabbanan, so therefore the rabbanan decreed that it should only be metame the kli if it became tummy b'maga, not ba'aver, and that way we know that it's only a tumah d'rabbanan. Ketzad mishar nosa. How do we estimate what's considered the aver of the chatar kira? As we said, if a tumah was put into the aver of the chatar kira, it becomes tameh. That's the din of a kli cheret. And if the rim around the chatar kira is at least 3 exposed high, when the chatar kira becomes tameh me'avir, the kira becomes tameh with it. The chatar kira is considered a chelek of the kira. Now, what's considered the aver of the chatar kira means to say, if the tumah was put into the aver above the chatar akira, but not within the 3 exposed of the rim, it was higher up than the rim. In such a case, that the chatar akira is considered part of the kira, that the rim is at least 3 exposed high, so then the aver of the chatar akira is all the way up to the top of the kira. If the tumah was put into the area above the chatar akira, but above the rim around it, but not higher than the walls of the kira, so that's considered the aver of the chatar akira, and the chatar akira together with the kira would become tumah. But if the rim around the chatar akira is less than 3 exposed high, so in such a case, the chatar akira is not considered a chelak of the kira, it's only a yad to the kira. So in such a case, what's considered the aver of the chatar akira? And we wouldn't necessarily say that the entire area above the chatar akira, all the way to the top of the wall of the kira, is the aver of the chatar akira. Since the chatar akira is not considered a chelak of the kira, so maybe only the area lower down is considered the aver of the chatar akira, not all the way up to the top of the wall of the kira. So the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Shmuel, Maranoisin at the Spur Mamal and Lamaton, Ukenegdo Matama Bahab. Rabbi Shmuel said we would take a spit, or a different type of rock, and we would put it top to bottom, meaning one end of the spit we would put on top of the wall of the kira, and the other end of the spit we would put on top of the rim, around the chatar akira. And the aver above the chatar akira that is underneath the spit would be considered the aver of the chatar akira that would become tame if a tumah was put there. But the aver above the chatar akira that is above the area of the spit, that would not be considered the aver of the chatar akira, even though it's above the chatar akira and it's not higher than the wall of the kira. If a tumah was put there, it would not be matami the chatar akira. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, nimba akira, nimba chatar. Nimba chatar lo nimba akira. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, akira that has together with it a chatar akira. If the kira itself becomes tame ba'avira, then the chatar akira would become tame with it, even if the rim around the chatar akira is less than 3 exposed high. But if the chatar kira became tame me'avira, the kira would not become tame with it, even if the rim around the chatar kira is 3 exposed high. And according to Rabbi ben Yaakov, it makes no difference how high the rim around the chatar kira is. Rabbi ben Yaakov holds the chatar kira is considered tuffle to the kira, so when the kira becomes tame me'avira, the chatar kira becomes tame with it. But the kira is not tuffle to the chatar kira. So therefore, when the chatar kira becomes tame me'avira, the kira does not become tame with it, even when the rim around the chatar akira is 3 exposed high, we don't say that the chatar akira is a chelak of the kira.